This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Yo, we are back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, man, we back again, y'all. Back again.
And Chaz.
Chaz is missing in action because he doesn't care about y'all or this podcast.
Facts.
He just doesn't care about y'all as listeners
at all.
You know, he doesn't like y'all. He told us this in the group chat. He's like, I just really don't like the people that listen and tune in, and I really hate it when people comment. You know what I'm saying? That's what he told us.
Yeah, he said it wasn't us.
The message. Yeah. It was just like, I could care less. So.
But we here for y'all.
We here. DC flew in for y'all.
I flew in.
We flying right back out. That's dedication.
I think we should replace Chaz. What you think? What you think?
Going to be Chaz's replacement?
Huh? Huh?
He already got his headphones.
What did you say? Yes or no?
Replace Chaz? That's a keeper.
That's a keeper.
You know what I'm saying?
Good. Yeah.
We got the Chaz replacement. Kendrick. There we go.
Kendrick out here. Headphones. Matter of fact, I had to bring Kendrick because of Chaz.
See?
Chaz just trash.
It is.
I be with these kids all day. Yeah. Tuesday is my one day where I could be like, all right, yeah. I'm going to get a couple hours.
Chaz.
We got to do something. You got to take the kids. No disrespect.
How he looking?
His face.
He was like, oh, word?
He look upset, too.
That's how you feel, Dad.
That's how you feel?
I'm right here. Like,
the headphones is on, but I can hear you. I can hear you.
Trash Chaz. Birdcade Rogers.
Man. A lot went on this past, week. They stormed the Capitol since we last returned. Stormed the whole Capitol.
Shame.
Made me laugh. Go ahead.
I felt ashamed for the first time. I was like, dang, I feel ashamed to be American.
I did not.
This was the first time you felt
like,
that?
for real. Like, the rest of the world is seeing this with us running in the Capitol. And it's us, and it wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't us. Considered. It wasn't us, and that's why I didn't care. I was like, that ain't us.
I seen about a speckled, threefold black, you know.
Well, the dude that I made the video about, he was actually there promoting his album. That was the blackest thing you could do. He went up there. He was shooting a music video on there.
Okay.
And he was promoting his album.
That's funny.
I can take that.
I can deal with that. I'll accept that.
That's black.
Yeah. It's flames going up behind him.
You can't get no blacker than that. Yeah. He was like, oh, this
that's
is
a great video shoot. Right. He got the bars going, his chaos in the back. It ain't got nothing to do with his
it's a lot of people there that look like they're your supporters.
Uh-huh.
he packed it out.
So, yeah, when I saw it, I was like, I honestly was like, look at him. I got smug. When it started happening, I was like, these white people, man. I don't want to hear
Blue Lives Matter no
right.
more.
See, but when
Never
you,
again.
I travel out the country, so they look at it like it's y'all. It's like, nah, y'all don't get, that's them. We wasn't
nah but look at
y'all.
You. Of it's, course.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't be going out the country like that, so you know.
I don't be caring about the judgment of others.
Craig is well traveled out here.
Yeah, they look at you.
Every time I go out the country, they ask me.
Every time I'm in Italy.
Every time I'm in Rio de Janeiro,
I'm sorry.
They be asking me about the political landscape in America, man. This is multiple times a year, I get asked by.
Yeah, I'm pretty local, my damn self.
I'm sorry, guys.
Craig out here,
he's the most world
traveled. He out here.
He's the most world traveled.
When I'm in Iceland, right, they ask me about the state of America.
But I don't mind when foreigners eat us up.
Oh, because they got their own shit going on, too.
Well, that,
nah,
but
I don't
just
care.
Too, our stuff is the stuff they be saying about you, right?
I just
like,
don't
I don't
care.
Feel, I guess I feel a slight disconnect with some of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that ain't had nothing to do with me. Yeah. So,
well, certain countries can't say a damn thing.
No, they've been can't.
Doing, man, even if they write, I get wrong, defensive.
Babies making shoes. You know what I mean?
Every country got blemishes. Yeah,
right.
But if I don't notice a specific blemish, I got nothing in the moment.
Right.
I'm like, damn, I ain't got nothing on you.
But
right
other
now.
Countries don't be acting as smug, and that's why it's like.
Oh, we're very arrogant.
America, the greatest country, and then it's like, right. Come here.
United. I'll be smug other countries. France is smug.
No, they all hit you with the, so what's up with Trump? You'd be like, man, we got other things.
Yeah. I don't like them either. That's what I tell them.
I don't even know your president, but we know.
You're right.
That is true. They know our president. Yeah. Only person I know, I think, is the prime. What is it? A prime minister of Canada?
The bootleg Trump. The dude that has the same Trump hairstyle.
The bootleg Trump.
What's his name over in London?
He'd be wild. Well, you talking about the Canadian Prime Minister, right?
Yeah, Trudeau, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I know you're
talking. Is that the guy with the same comb over reddish hair?
I don't know who that is.
I think
we don't know. That's how arrogant we are. We know no one. Everyone knows who Trump is. We don't know anyone.
He's a circus, though. It's right. It's just like, man, this guy's off the chain.
I like guessing wrong. Our viewers be hitting us up with, like, nah.
Oh, it's always a correction.
It's like, Trump is his name.
Actually. But they, they got Google right there. They ain't know.
We coming off the dome with it.
We coming off the top. We freestyling
facts.
Memories that we might not have, right, that we mixed up with other things. They right there in their laptop. Well, technically.
Actually.
Because they be way too specific with their answers. I'm like, you didn't know that in them numbers. Google. Well, actually, in 1932, there was a
There's no way in hell you just knew that off the dome.
And your commas in all the right places. Get the hell out of here. Right. Nobody types like that.
I'm only specific about movie and music sales. That's it.
All my memories are attached
everything
to a grade.
Everything else is raggedy.
Like, that was like 7th, 8th grade. Not a specific age.
I'll be doing that a lot, too. Sabrina be like, it's crazy that you know the grade or, like, your age.
I thought that was normal.
I thought that was normal,
too.
Like, I can't remember the grades like that. And I'll be like, I do.
Whatever it is, it takes you back to that time.
It takes
time,
me back.
To that exact time.
Man, Doggy Style came out. I was in third period.
Right.
You know.
Oh, man, what's the songs that's going to go with this Capitol Hill thing? What dropped this week?
I don't know.
Some little Uzi Vert song? Or?
That's your lane.
You're the only one messing with the mumbles.
With the little baby and the big baby and the AB5. Medium baby and the small baby.
They are so uncreative with these names. It's just the same.
It's hella babies.
It's hella babies. Hella babies and hella lils.
Who is the main baby right now?
Little baby and the baby.
The baby is the main baby.
It's another baby.
The baby and little baby.
Little baby.
Yeah. See,
that's how little baby over the baby.
Because he's the highest selling of the year.
Oh, so little baby got the baby.
Why do they all want to be babies?
The baby was baby Jesus, and I guess that was too strong to come out with, so they switched him to the baby.
The baby. Okay. So who had the baby?
And little baby was just little baby in his neighborhood. That's little baby. He always with the grown folks.
Little baby.
Damn, it's a southern thing.
It's another baby.
It's another baby.
Then you got regular baby.
Somebody had a regular baby?
Little baby the Birdman.
Oh, the baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Baby. No, he's just baby.
He's just baby.
Ah, shit.
But then BG was baby gangster, right?
Yes.
I just know him by BG.
Yeah, he was baby gangster. Baby
so didn't nobody want infant, little infant?
Toddler?
Little embryo? Little toddler?
You know what I'm saying?
Toddler would actually probably be a dope name.
Little Toddler would be dope.
Toddler?
Little Toddler.
I hate it all, man. Grow the fuck up. I want the big mics back. I want the bigs, the big crit, the bigs. Biggie. We grown now, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Big up.
Big was better.
Big was better.
Big L. Yeah. Big Papa.
There's a lot of bigs.
It demands
too.
More respect.
But you can add on something else at the end of the big.
Even if you big, you could be big baby.
Yep.
Lynn Davis was big baby.
Big baby.
NBA, champion.
He was big baby, but he was baby Shaq.
He was big baby Davis. That's what they call
big
him.
Baby
man.
Davis.
He started
big
off as baby Davis. Shaq, and he switched it to big baby because Shaq was like, nah, bro.
He wasn't even that big. He was like six. Shaq was humongous.
Yeah, big baby wasn't even big like that.
Yeah, he was like 6'7". I
always run into him.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Like two times. Like at the airport. Yeah, it was big baby.
Does he look big?
Not like
that's
you
not
know,
like
saying.
Super tall. Yeah, he's not.
He's taller than me, but it's not like, oh.
It ain't like, oh.
Like, you ain't that big.
I remember that time. What's his name? The center for L.A. a few years back. Black dude, center.
JaVale?
No.
No.
I know who he's
not
talking
Andrew
about.
Bynum.
Andrew Bynum. He came to crack him up Thursday. He looked like a damn. You remember them tree giants in Lord of the Rings when they was walking through the thing? He looked epically big.
Groot.
Yeah, he was like, man, look at this.
Bynum was ever been a 7-1.
You know, the comedy store room, you got to hunch in. I was like, Jesus.
Once you get past, like, 6'8", then it starts looking like, damn, how tall are you?
How tall are you? I think they consider you a freak of nature when you're that tall. 7'1", 7 foot.
Oh, yeah.
You're a freak of nature.
Life is difficult. Once you get, you have to pie a different
like,
edge.
Aaron
you have
Gordon,
to be successful.
Aaron Gordon's what,
6'7"?
10?
8?
No, Aaron's not
the
that
Duncan
tall.
Guy, right?
Yeah.
No, he's not that tall. He's about 6'8".
I thought he was like
6'9". You know, they always list it different. But
he's
buff,
but we took a picture with him at, he came to Lil Rel show in Orlando, and we took a picture. I just posted it. He is towering over everybody in the picture.
Really?
Like, so it's not even, it's insane.
So that, means he's about
6'9". Okay. So I told you, once you get past that like 6, it starts looking ridiculous.
Dang, Aaron Gordon's that tall?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I don't think people realize like the difference in height. You know what I'm saying? Like when they see like a, oh, so-and-so's short. Right. Westbrook is short. No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's just hanging out with these other people who are humongous.
How tall is Westbrook? 6'3"?
6'3".
They got him 6'3".
Then Aaron is different because he's athletic, so he doesn't carry himself like a big. Like, he's very mobile. Usually you that tall, you can't do all that.
Because some people look lanky with it, so they just be like.
Would you rather be really tall or really buff?
Tall.
Tall.
Really tall?
Because you can bulk up.
I don't want to be
And I don't
buff.
Even want to be super buff.
Nah. How buff?
Like
Ronnie Coleman? He can't even walk now.
Schwarzenegger in his prime.
Nah, that's too much.
That's too big, man.
I'd be tall.
I don't want my muscle to be the first thing.
That people see?
Yeah, muscle. What's up, Tone?
We'll be height, too. You wouldn't even be Tone. Hey, what up, big fella? Yeah, big like, Tone.
Bicep. What's up, man? Tricep. I'm like, nah, man. Or like if I'm on stage, all you see is the muscle, and you're not even listening to me? Nah, man.
He said look muscle.
Hey, muscle. Oh, wow. What's up, big muscle?
Look at the difference.
He doesn't even look like he belongs in the same room with y'all.
Right.
Oh, yeah, he's hella tall.
Look like children.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you get, like, it's just ridiculous.
At that point, you 6'7", 6, you got to be playing some sort of basketball or have tried playing basketball.
That's my thing. I don't mind if you tried and you was like, I'm goofy.
Right.
Or I'm uncoordinated. When I used to work at Men's Warehouse, you know, it's just people come in all the time. And this one dude came in, he was at least 6'10".
Mm.
And I was like, so volleyball, basketball, what did you used to play? Nothing. I didn't want to help him no more. Like, I was that mad that you didn't even try, though. Like, you just.
You were a little racist, though. You're like, you ain't play basketball, this nothing.
He was a white dude.
I'm an accountant.
You know how often he heard that? Well, here we go.
But
he
try.
Was a white dude, made it even less surprising that he never played.
But at least volleyball, something. You just tall for no reason. That don't make sense.
But he's white.
Even if you're a kid, people, when you that big, people be like, hey, man, you got to come out and at least
try.
Yeah. Try.
We got to try.
If you goofy, fine.
Right.
I played with a lot of goofy tall dudes, and they were just like, this ain't for me, because they goofy.
The fact that he's white, and depending on where he was raised, sports
like,
might not have been a thing.
He might just be like, I suck. I tried, Keon. Yeah. I kept getting cut.
It's not a sports world.
They kept picking shorter players, Keon. I couldn't do it.
Or what if he was? Or what if he was like, oh, I don't hoop, but I swim.
Fine. Fine. Just don't be that big and do nothing. I don't care if you didn't like, I played golf and I got the longest swing ever. Fine. But when you just walking around tall,
doing
like,
nothing.
Why? What are you doing?
I ain't got nothing to do with golf. Right.
No, nothing. But you at least tried something. You got extended something. Club.
Sports ain't his thing, man.
I'm a florist.
Leave him alone. He don't like sports. It'd be hard to believe that some people just ain't into sports. They just don't like it.
Oh, yeah, very true.
Care less.
They didn't give a damn about it.
Yeah. I don't mind you sucking. Just try. I need you if you that big. Just like when you see them kids, like my cousin, he did try though, but he didn't like it. My cousin is 6'7", 6'6", easily 300 pounds. Like, he's a massive human. And every time I see him, he looks taller. I think he's still growing.
What's he play?
He played football. He was gonna play for Long Beach Poly, which is a powerhouse.
Right.
Decided he wanted to play. He wanted to be in the band. Jokingly, I was like, what you going to do, play the tuba? He was like, actually, yes. Massive. But he just didn't want to play football. But he played for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then decided, I just don't want to play no more. I don't care. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't just walking around at this mammoth size not playing.
Not
he decided
doing something.
He didn't want to play after. But I was like, at least you, because he's huge. Every time he walks, we'd be like, are you still, why are you like this?
Well,
shouldn't it just be as long as they're not lazy? What if they're like just chopping trees and that's their job? Like,
I mean, that still would use a lot of size. Yeah. A tree chopper.
Right. Still, Keon wants y'all to
use your size.
Size.
That's my
your
issue.
Size.
For something. Use your size.
Even if you
were
super tall, but you was like, but I fix light bulbs for a living. I'm like, all right, dope.
Okay.
You know, you're out there, no ladders.
Use your size.
You know what I mean? Use your size.
The human forklift.
Yes, something.
At Costco.
I just hang out at grocery stores and get stuff off.
Help people
fine.
With
fine. If that was your job, like a Postmates, but you just people call you to get stuff, fine.
Anthony.
Size,
do something. We may be just out here, and I'm not talking about like y'all tall. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the massive.
You talking about above average
you
tall.
You huge. And you just like, what?
Where you turn heads and you like, what, so what do you do?
Yeah, no, I'm just
that would suck being that tall and have to answer that question.
Explain
all the time.
Yourself.
Well,
all
I get
the
how
time.
It's probably annoying
this sucks.
As hell.
I have big kids, so I'm like, hey, you might want to focus a little bit more on this sports because you don't want to be that.
He wouldn't even allow them to waste
it. Yeah, I'm like.
But even if you play, the fact that you have to have the conversation every time somebody sees you, that's annoying.
We working on his injury.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Because it's going to come up. What'd you play?
It shortens the conversation. Injury.
So if you're normal size, you don't get asked shit. Like, I don't get asked, like, hey, did you play basketball?
Right.
No. You get the opposite. You have, like, basketball tattoo. They're like, you played.
Yeah.
But you'll get asked, but still frames and stuff matter.
Yeah.
So people be like, when I met Preacher, I was like, did you used to play football?
He played football, right?
No.
Preacher didn't play football?
He just worked at a gym and worked out 3 times a day. Okay. He had nothing else to do. So, like, I think he played, like, as a freshman, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But he went. I thought when I met him, I'm thinking he's a former college football player
like
now
DB
doing comedy.
Yeah.
And he was just like, nah, I just worked at a gym and I just been working out. And I was like,
makes sense.
But so you could be normal, but he wasn't built like a normal human. Like, if I saw you, I'm like, you probably.
But preachers
used
are normal
to play.
Size as far as height.
Yeah. But he was yoked. He's not as big now. Now he's normal size. But when I first met him, he was humongous.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, you do something because you don't just look like that.
For nothing.
Like, why?
Yeah. For nothing.
Yeah, that would get old. So, oh, actually, the same.
I got asked. I'm little. I got asked like a lot. You know, I don't get asked as much anymore. But like when I was bigger, what'd you play? Oh God.
Oh, because you was like a lineman size. At your
biggest, you was
right?
Fat and tall. So they was like, you. What'd you do?
What'd you play? Oh God.
Tuba.
Anytime you keep getting asked the same stuff, it just be like. Like when you tell people you're a comedian.
That's telling me a joke.
So just imagine you living your normal life. You just at Trader Joe's getting popcorn. What'd you play?
God. Do y'all even tell people now that you're a comedian?
No,
or
I try
business?
To avoid it.
It depends on, who I'm talking to, really.
Right.
But on the average, no. But, you know, when people ask, like, you know, when you're looking for a place to live. And they ask him, like, yeah, I do this.
Oh, you when you have to tell them.
Yeah. They'll be like, I do this.
Yeah. You entertainment. Know. I normally say but entertainer.
Even, that's what I say. I say entertainment.
But even like, you know, when.
They get stripping.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirty D.
In LA, I try to avoid talking about what it is. Everywhere, I try to avoid talking about what it is that I do and just talk about regular stuff.
Yeah.
We deal with it
all the time. We just what we do all day.
And then some people light up like, oh, so you're in, and it's like, all right, what you trying to sell me real quick?
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
The light up.
You
be like, oh, okay, all
right. Yeah, sometimes I just don't want to talk about what we do, the business. I just want to do like regular everyday stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I ask about kids. How's your kids? How's regular stuff, huh? So what you working on? That ain't me.
What you got cooking? You know what you should write about? You know that's coming.
Yeah.
You know what you should talk about on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I knew a comedian that, what's the name of it? Now you got to stand there while they dig up memories that they never had. Like, God. That happened to me. We was looking at the place to move into. I told her I was a comedian. Oh, I used to go to this one comedy club all the time. It was in Ventura. Ventura County. I was like, the Ventura Comedy Club? I don't know if that was
so
it.
Why are you bringing this up?
Right.
You don't know what you're talking. Why are you bringing this up?
But I feel like, Craig on the stuck. LA tip. Because everybody out here wants something or they want to, you know what I mean? I don't like talking about work in LA.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's just like what you said. They light up or they want to. Mm-hmm. Who do I need to know to get here and right. do this? And it's right. like, I'm just chilling.
Mm-mm. Soft day.
I'd be like, ugh.
What about y'all when you land in the city and your Lyft driver is like, why are you here? Do you tell them? I just say for work.
I've made the mistake a couple times telling them, oh, I'm about to go do a show here. And I regret it as soon as I tell them. Because they start cracking jokes.
Yeah.
They start trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. They start changing the station to comedic stations. What do you think about this guy? And the guy they ask you, what do you think about? He's normally probably one of the comedians you hate the most.
Well, never heard of.
Yeah, or never heard of. You just be like, bro, why?
Or who have you met?
Or they go straight to the top.
Right.
Yeah. You heard of Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
Bill Burr?
Right.
Of course.
Have you met? That's a lot. I always say, like, as soon as they pick me up, I say, I'm just here for work. The only time I have to tell them is, like, if I got to go get, like, the keys to the condo or whatever.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, if you could just drop. Oh, you are here. Oh, you a comedian?
Yeah.
But luckily, we're almost there. So I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm looking. If you want to come to the show.
It's over. The ride's over.
Yeah, if you want to come to the show, go ahead. You know, but I'll put you on the guest list, I guess. You was cool.
And, you know, for me, too, I don't want to get too personal with someone I know I'm not going to know or talk to after anyway.
I'm so programmed not to lie anymore, though.
Uh-huh.
I just be like, I'm here for a show.
God damn it.
And then here we go.
Well, that's why for work.
I just prefer
it's
never.
It's not lying. Just say
no,
work.
It's not lying, but, you know, here for work, that could lead into.
What do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah. So then I got to come clean. But sometimes I say here for work, they just leave it alone. Like, okay, he's working.
I just don't like talking in there, man. Yeah. That's why I was always happy, like, when I would get in lifts with other people. And then they could, you know.
They already have the, if, when you get
take
a lift.
The edge on. Yeah. Like, to hear would always do that. You'd be like, man, to hear be like, I don't like people. And then he'll get in the car and start chopping it up with every driver, and I'd just be sitting there quiet.
Just listening.
Like, Tony's rude. And I'd be like, man, no. I'd be having my headphones on, just, you know. Because sometimes people just be doing too much in the car, man.
Y'all ever get the driver that want to hang out? Like,
no.
He's like, oh, man.
Oh, actually hang out?
Yeah, like, no. Oh, man, after this, take my card. I'll drive you around.
Don't even
worry about this. He'll be off this. I got
you. Yeah.
Then they want to hang out, like, come to the show. You got tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You
got... I've gotten that before. I think I've had, like, a driver or two show up to the show.
I've definitely gotten the take my, I'll be your driver, like, for the weekend. Or just hit me every time. Mm-hmm. I'll come get you.
I've gotten that door like, where on a security tip where a dude would be like, hey, if you need somebody to watch out for you.
You need somebody right. Moving around. Start all of a sudden, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm here.
It's always the dude in Miami that's like, oh, if you need something, you know, I got that stuff.
Oh, that's every city.
Girl, anything you need, you know, just take my car. You know, it looks like I'm just driving, but I do more than just driving.
Yeah. Everybody hustling, man. I get it.
But what makes me laugh is the assumption that everybody in entertainment is looking for that.
Man.
So I get it every city. Like if you do a little, or you won't. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, I'm just chilling, bro.
Pick the right field to think.
Like, yeah, they under. I understand.
I'm gonna get that from a dope dealer, not my driver.
They definitely be dabbling in all that.
All of them.
Like, no, I don't trust you. I don't trust your quality.
Yeah, I don't know you.
You driving. Right? No, not that. You driving. You supposed to be on a corner.
They were trying to drive references because I hooked up so you could ask him.
So if he pulled up on a yacht and was like, hey, I got the good stuff. You going to fool with it?
Nah.
That's a yacht. I don't know where you going. Yeah.
Your stuff might be too good.
And we might not come back. This is the water. What I'm doing if I'm out here? I'm
need my
stuck.
Price point dealer.
Right.
He like, now you with me. Where I'm going? I'm going to swim all the way.
He with the cartel. You with the cartel.
You with us. You are a personal comedian from now on. Dang. I'm chained up telling jokes. Y'all let me go, please.
Right. I like this little.
Well, I don't mind, like, if I'm in, like, Puerto Rico or something. When they was flying me them places, I'm like, oh, I get 2 days? Yeah. That's fine. But it's like, when we leaving out of somewhere regular, I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, the worst was booking flights on them college shows. Goodness gracious.
Because you was broke.
Broke.
You couldn't even afford the flight. And then you like, yo, man.
Were you younger when you were doing colleges?
Yeah. I was probably like 30 when I was doing them. 30, 28, 20, 28, 30.
Oh, okay. 20s?
Yeah. I started when I was like 28 and then 30. And when I get to like 33, I was like, oh, you know what?
Did you feel tempted in the 20s with the college?
No, I always felt weird because the colleges I was doing, we was in the middle of nowhere. like hick towns, and I'd be like, I wouldn't want no case or nothing out. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you a big there. City case cat.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a big. Yeah, I'm gonna do my dirt in New York.
Yeah. I feel that. I get
you know what I mean? It was always another element of being scared of other stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel that. I mean, I went to college in Montana. Here? I get it.
Yeah,
DC is cautious, McGee.
But I was young, so I was still throwing it to the wind.
Oh, when you were doing them
when
colleges?
When you're young, you're invincible. You know, you just be like, right. I wasn't doing colleges. I'm just talking about when I was just out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're invincible. You're
stronger. You don't. Stronger. You can go longer.
You go, you, right. You know what I mean? Wasn't no blue chew then. When you're young, mm-mm. You know what I mean? You're doing what you got to do. Nah. And as you get older, you know what? I can use a little.
I
little
might
booster.
Need
some
a little
help.
Boost me
you know
up.
What happens, too? When you get older, you're not ashamed to use the booster.
Very true.
Nah.
That's what happens. You're
all
like,
shame goes out the window when you get
right.
older.
Very
oh, yeah,
true.
I pair wines with it. What's going to go with the
you put the blue chew in your cereal, like,
right.
bye. Bye. Right. For tonight.
You yeah. have no shame in it. And it's not like you even need it. You're just like, this is dope.
Yeah.
Like, this
I
is,
want it. You know, a little extra add-on.
A little extra add-on, less energy for me, yep. less trying.
I want the room happy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That's what it comes down. I want
round
the room
two,
happy.
I got you.
Yeah. Right. Easy work.
Even if I fall asleep, it's still going to be
there. It's still
there
because it's stimulated. I don't mind it at all. I don't mind because you get older, it's the less work you want to do. When
right.
you're younger, you were trying to, I'm going to show out every time.
Right.
I'm getting a triple-double. Mm-hmm. I'm grabbing 30 rebounds. And when you get older, you're like, did we get the win?
Right.
Did we
get
the win? Right?
Win.
You good,
did we
right?
win?
You got the,
I
right,
don't
bro.
Need to do all that. And that's what the Blue Chew does, man.
Mm.
It's the Blue Chew does all that, man. It keeps you up. You know, it's all natural.
All natural is key.
You know, it increases your performance. You get that extra confidence. Mm. Not that you're lacking confidence when you're older because you just don't care anymore.
Right.
But yeah. it gives you the confidence where you can be lazy.
Right.
Where you can just be, you know, be like, I'm going to lay here and I'm still going to do this. Work.
Autopilot.
Right. Mm-hmm. FDA approved active ingredients. Take them anytime, night or day. Even on a full stomach. You know, we be eating. We just said it. But
oh,
in your food,
yes.
we be eating.
It's dessert, then Blue Chew.
Right. and it's licensed by physicians. So you ain't, you know, you don't have to go to the doctor's office and wait for the pharmacy to do all that. Nah, you just fill out your information. Bada bing, bada boom. You got it.
Blue Chew.
They send it in a little box, a little package. You know, nobody knows what it is. It's discreet.
It doesn't have to be.
It don't
no,
have to
it
be.
Don't
ain't
have
no
to be.
Shame.
They,
no shame.
They could've, I could have had a woman delivered. I'd be like, you right. And what?
Come
what?
In a wedding ring box. Like, ding.
It's a better, cheaper choice than some of the other brands. And go to boochew.com for free shipment.
Free shipment, man?
First
come on,
shipment's
man.
Free. All you got to do is pay the $5 for the shipment.
You can't beat that.
$5 for a good time with your lady?
$5.
You can't beat that.
Deal.
$5. Free. All you do is pay for the shipping. That's for you. So that's bluechew.com. BLUECHEW.com. Promo code /issues. And you get to try it for free. That's the thing. You're just trying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're like, this ain't for me. Well, it didn't hurt you. But if it is for you. You know
right.
what I mean? You didn't show it up.
You have nothing to lose.
You
everything
have
to gain. Nothing to lose.
Why
everything
not?
To gain.
Yeah, why not?
And even if you'd be like, I'm good, try it anyway.
You
I'm
good
and I tried it. I mean, I got, she was like, all right, that's a lot. But hey, I tried it. Go ahead and try it. Bluechew.com, promo code /issues, and get it for free. Pay $5 for shipping.
Boom. There it is. What would y'all do if y'all got hemmed up by the cartel and he was like, give us a set?
Oh, nigga, I'm killing. First joke. You ever see a kid going to the door?
What is that?
I'm
up there
giving him the show of my life.
I'm murdering.
So we cut this dude's head off, right?
I'm not pandering.
I ain't even going to touch on the cartel material.
No.
I'm going to just be lying.
Y'all dead, man. I'm pandering. I'm not pandering.
You got to relate to your
because you
gotta
might
work
slip
the
up. You might slip up and say something wrong. Yeah. And that's why I'm like, I don't want to mess.
I'm just kidding, baby.
He knows too much.
Right. Like you said, like
AK-47.
You ever cut somebody's head off? We don't do that. Oh, no, that's not what I meant. I mean,
I was watching Sicario the other night. We hate that movie.
Wasn't you on Gangland? Oh.
You're going to try to pander at least one time.
Oh, shit, for sure. I'm going to be like, they ever come up light on the ship. That'd be scary as hell,
I'll be like
hell,
that
man.
Kid on the internet when he was crying, doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm gonna force it. I'm gonna be killing though. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just try to join. I'm gonna be like, you know what? This comedy really ain't for me. Tell me what I gotta do.
Nah, you gotta work the dude that's following all the instructions. That's who you have to talk about, because he can't kill you without this guy. So it's like,
oh, you gotta follow the peon.
Murder.
Oh,
the yeah. Peon.
Roast the peon. Yeah. What if he make an example out of you though? He like, I ain't taking.
He make
it from
a
you.
Name for himself. Yeah. Remember, he killed the comedian. That's when he moved up in the ranks.
Right. And all the peons, you know, the peons eventually, El Chapo wasn't right. always El Chapo. Right. He was a peon at first. Peon, he was like, I'm done with this.
They don't come in straight at the top.
You be that dude like, look at this dude's shoes. And they like, ah. He's like, he ain't taking it. You got to drop him off. He's tomorrow. Like, yeah, I'm going to drop him
I'm
off
doing
already.
No crowd work.
None.
I'm going to talk about the cops.
Oh, that's smart.
I'm for the rallies, huh, guys? Who can you trust?
I'm
yeah, I'm saying. Cops. That's it.
The crowd work? No. That's
nah,
not
man. It ain't safe.
You know what? I'm going to get away with a couple cheers. You do a couple cheers. Mm-hmm.
Toast to this guy.
Toast
huh?
Yep,
right.
Yeah.
DJ, give it up. Where's the DJ at?
Kick it. You got to.
Why shouldn't you be able to sell crack? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I think it should all be legal. Yeah.
The border, right, guys? Yeah.
What if there's like, that was a good first show. What you got next show? You got you ready?
You want a whole new set.
Yeah.
They cocked the gun.
That's show number one.
A whole new set.
It has to be the dope dealer doing lines. Just
right. Yeah, we want another one all night.
Oh,
it'll turn to a full weekend.
All right.
That'd be terrifying, man.
But if you won, no, they'd be like, you all right with us.
You good for life.
I'd be sweating.
You good for life. If you do well,
yeah.
You're good.
Well, you're good for their life.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to really come back, though.
No. Tony.
Would they call you back for the annual? It's the boss's birthday.
They'd be like, hey, it's a car for you outside already.
You gotta go. Tony in the middle of the show, they just in the back.
Man, sorry guys. I gotta go.
What if you was on stage and you see him in the back? Like,
I'd be like, all right, y'all, I'm Tony Baker.
Tony
Baker. The show just started. He did 10 minutes.
Tony be getting lose all kind of followers. Well, my life is on the line. Yeah. What you want from me?
They always have the bad situation for you. Yeah, boss just lost his daughter. We thought he needs some cheering up. Come on.
You got to do it.
You got that it. Come on.
They already not killed you once.
Right.
Now you in. So this is how you return a favor, huh?
Are they paying? Are they paying?
I'm sure they're paying.
Probably
great.
In coke.
Oh, yeah. You
they're
get
paying
yeah,
great.
Take these keys. You get them off.
I got to do
keep
this,
the change.
Yeah. I'm sure they're paying great. Like,
yeah,
way
more.
You
great.
Yeah.
You survive that, they like, oh, you good.
Definitely.
But you'd probably be at risk of being the anytime we need entertainment, you got to pull mm-hmm. up. But they
and they get
fantastic.
Wind to me in the opposing cartel.
Oh, yeah. He makes
so they try
laugh.
To capture me to make, we got your comedian here. Tied up in the trunk.
They give you a gangster name. That's Tony Chuckles.
Tony Chuckles?
Tony Chuckles. That would suck, man.
You think they'd fight to get you back, though?
Nah, the comedian?
Nah.
That's why you wouldn't get kidnapped in the first place. We're not high enough on the priority. Unless it was like, let's say a depression hit the world. The comedians was needed like that.
No, I'm saying it depends on. I'm sure.
No,
sure
if I'm killing it for one particular cartel, they be like, oh yeah, right. Good time. Capture the comedian, and then they make a little video.
Yeah,
I ain't making it through that video.
You might. They might be like, no.
Y'all ain't gonna be laughing
him.
After this.
Don't touch it. We'll do anything to get him back.
If they save my life like that, then I'd be like,
don't touch Tony is, Chuckles.
Yeah. If you know what? Actually, if they rescue me from the opposing cartel. I'm gonna be more confident to do crowd work.
Oh yeah, because they want
they
me.
Yeah, they, like, they rock with me now. So yeah. I'm be going in on everybody then.
And if they rescued me, that means we got a little rapport. Yeah. So I'm like, remember last week when he fumbled the drug deal? They go like, you did fumble. You got locked up. You had to do 5 years. Yeah.
That's why you got kidnapped. I did. I was scared, y'all.
He was crying in the trunk.
We all together on the inside.
But you know how we be rolling. We get too far. Right. You know? And then remember he snitched.
The room get quiet.
He did snitch. you won't see him at the next show?
Sorry about that. I got caught. I was rolling. I got caught up in the whole thing.
Because there's always a snitch. Every
always.
Time. Every organization
always
has a snitch.
It's been the bosses lately. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I've been watching stuff lately about like bosses snitching. They had a documentary about the first mafia bosses snitch. Like he went in. over in Italy. I was like, man. It was like a movie about it. It was called, not Imposter.
I just seen something like that, too. It might have been the same one.
Might be the same guy.
Name, but, yeah.
And then he ended up.
He was the first one.
He was like the first main boss to really just like, yo, he really snitching out here. He was doing it in Italy. And so the way the chambers was set up, the cats you was snitching on was in the back. Like they had like jail cells in the back. So they was back there cutting up and flipping off and like it was chaos in there. And they had the little window set up, like a little glass. And then one of the other mafia bosses was like, I want to ask him questions right then and there on the stage. And he was like, yeah. So he went up there and he got shredded. By the dude snitching, and the rest of the bosses were like, nah, I ain't going up there.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
One of the new bosses was snitching and was like, yeah, it just ain't what it used to be. And it's like, you're the head. It could be what it used to be.
It could be what it used to be if you weren't snitching.
They don't have no code no more, man. I'm snitching. And I was like, wow, you know. And then I was watching Gotti last night. Because there's an ex-mafia dude that, I forget his name. That he's doing YouTube videos now.
Michael something.
Yes, yeah, I've been seeing with an F.
I've been
watching his stuff. He'll be
Michael,
he'll be breaking that.
Yeah.
He got YouTube content. Like, so he's he'll be breaking down like mob movies. Was this accurate? Was this a good portrayal? And like my top 10 mob performances. And so I was watching, you know, and then that led me because he was always talking about Armand Asante as Gotti in the Gotti movie that HBO did. And so I'm like, I've never seen that. And so I watched it last night. And he did do a good job.
Yeah.
As Gotti. I was like, yo, this
dude.
Oh,
he did?
And the same dude, he was in American Gangster as a mob. Remember the mob boss Denzel was talking to?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like, you have friends or you can have enemies.
Yeah.
So he played Gotti in that.
He's good in everything he did.
Yeah.
He's a good actor.
And so I watched him as Gotti and I was like, man, this stuff is good.
Is that Chaz?
No, you're thinking about
Chaz Palminteri.
No, Chaz Palminteri was in Bronx Tale.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And he's good too.
He rated Bronx Tale, and he was just like, you know, he was just the little scene where they, you know, they doing the dice game, and like, you know, the Italians are very superstitious. So if it's one guy, they feel like it's a jinx. He's like, put a bag over your head. He's like, I don't want the bag on my head. Put him in the bathroom. And then pretty soon they was piled up in the bathroom. He was like, that was authentic. And I was like, wow.
The mush scene was authentic.
He was like, man. And so he was going through all of that. And then he loved Denzel.
Oh, he did?
He loves Denzel. He was like, everything he does is just brilliant. And, you know, his portrayal in American Gangster, he gave it a 5 out of 5.
This is real cinematography.
He was like, I believe him. Everything he does is just fantastic.
Y'all gotta shoot me his name. Now I wanna see.
Yeah, Michael Franzese.
It's like Francesca
or something
like that, yeah.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
No disrespect.
He seemed cool as hell too.
He was.
He had his daughters on there. He was asking them questions.
And he's a free man now.
He's free. He served his time.
He did his
time. I don't think he snitched though.
He told.
He did?
Yeah, he took the stand as well.
So he ain't really free then if he told.
No, he's free.
No, I'm saying.
No free, but I'm free.
Like, yeah, he ain't free.
He's somewhere they don't know where he at, I guess.
Right. Yeah, they don't never forget that.
I didn't know he told. I thought he just served time and was just like.
I believe he did. Well, maybe he didn't.
Y'all, gonna be in the y'all
let it.
They
before
the
I call him that. I'm like, I take that back.
He didn't snitch. Yeah, you putting that title on him.
Let me look first. I'm sorry.
I just watched Casino.
Classic.
It was this time around. You know, you catch something new every time you watch it. And I was like, De Niro was annoying for when you met. What's the girl name?
You knew what she was.
Sharon Stone.
She was
wilding when you met her, bro.
Right, right.
And you signed up for this. And I'm like, why? Like, when she.
Well, she did go down the drug path later, though.
Yeah, but when he met her, she was flipping. She already got into it with that dude. When he saw her.
Oh, yeah.
She was flipping the, you know, the chips, blah, blah. And I just happened to, I was cooking something. I happened to look up and she did that. I was like, that actually would have made me be like, I don't want no parts.
Yeah.
Of that woman, but he was like,
he wanted her.
Caught up, man.
It was his one.
And
so, yes,
like,
Michael Friends Zizi.
Yeah.
He was an ex-mafia capo that turned FBI informant
on
Netflix's Fear City.
Oh, so I got to watch Fear City.
Fear City, yeah. Okay. So he ain't free.
He snitched.
He said with confidence. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I got to watch Fear City.
He must have signed some deal with the, you know, I'll snitch, but it's everybody ain't going to jail. Just these people.
Yeah. Just these certain people. But in the casino thing, once he started getting coked out and, you know, strung out with the ex-pimp, that's when I was like, man.
But he was in love at that point. You know what I mean?
He was all in.
The red flags was there before you knew her name.
Definitely.
And so I was just like, well, I didn't, it changed my whole perspective. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's someone you're not supposed to fall in love with.
I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel like, oh, well.
He was like.
She was giving his money away?
Huh?
She was giving all his dough away.
She was giving his money to the pimp.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
You talk about casino?
Yeah.
With the ex-boyfriend?
James Woods.
But I was like, that's you get. Like, I'm at a point in life now where I just don't. If you're an adult and you make, like, trash decisions, well, that's what you get.
It's the age-old tale. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
I was like, that's what you get.
That's what it was. Right. I've seen it. I was like, oh, I've seen that in real life, too. It's like, no.
I've seen this story
before. She loved this person, and she just went with comfort instead of who she loved. Right. And going back, I was like, okay. I seen it on a high school level. It wasn't quite as intricate, but it was, you know.
But it's crazy to see that it no matter what age or who you are, he was a mobster and still fell for the okie doke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, technically, he wasn't a mobster. He was, he was connected. Super.
Oh, yeah.
But he, you know, he could never be. He was just a Jewish guy to them.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci was the mobster in that joint.
Because that's the same as in
Goodfellas.
He couldn't be made because he wasn't Italian.
Oh, yeah.
But he was more, Robert De Niro in Goodfellas was more violent. Casino, he was strictly.
He wasn't violent.
He wasn't that guy at all in Casino.
Wait, I wonder if that still stands.
He beat James Woods' ass, didn't he?
But no, he had somebody else do it. He never delivered the hands himself.
Oh, he never physically did it,
yeah. Hey, in Goodfellas, he was delivering hands himself.
I wonder if that still stands, or if they're going to actually, now that it's 2021, if they're going to have a black mob leader. I'm like, they have a black cardinal in the Vatican.
That was another thing, Michael Francesi. I wish I could say
just Michael left. We gonna be respectful.
He was saying, because he addressed the racism in the mob, which is something I've always had issue with.
Oh, he did.
Because he was talking about Bronxdale, and he was like, I can't ignore this part of it, the racism. And he was like, you know, the organization as a whole was not bigoted like that. But, you know, you have a few people here and there, of course, but like.
Because they put it on thick.
And they put it on every movie. Thick. Yeah, every movie.
And he was just like, no, that wasn't his experience with it. I was surprised. I was like.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Because, and like, I remember in Godfather, it was like, he hires blacks. Mm-hmm. He worships. Like,
they was
like,
always looking down
do
on that.
Mm-hmm. But it was like. Pretty much, and from what I've seen in all the movies, it was anybody who's not Italian.
Yeah.
Was like, but especially us, they was like, he lets black people do drugs. And then in Godfather 3, they was on, what's his name?
And for the most part, people, when it comes down to money, they going to get money with whoever. You know what I mean? For the most part. So I see why he would say he didn't experience it like that. You know what I mean?
And I wonder where he is age-wise, because I'm pretty sure when it started, only Italian. Only this, and then as it trickles down, like he said, people like, I'm trying to get this money.
Trying to get
and
this
I know this
bread,
dude
bro.
Down the street.
Right.
I think he's in
Frank
his 60s.
Lucas is moving
Frank
this.
Lucas,
you know
over there,
man?
Moving
like,
weight.
Blah, 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 blah. So I think as it started going down, it was like, I'm going to get it how I get it.
Yeah.
And then it went from just like gambling and drugs to like, then now we pimping and now we, you know, everything. Because they weren't heavy in drugs at first. It was like gambling and I think women. And then the drug thing is like, that's when they go off the rails.
That's when that was the common thread with everybody initially, you know, because drugs wasn't popular until a certain time frame. And then they were like, all right, we doing numbers, but now we got this heroin. Coming,
right.
You know, and that's where the real money
I know is. There's some illegitimate half Sicilian kid out there that's next in line to run the mafia.
That would be a great movie, though. The half black, you know what I'm saying?
And he's running them off because he got the blood. He got the bloodline.
You know them Italian dudes smashing these blacks.
Right. No, oh, yeah. He was in love in Bronxdale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He loved
he
her.
Was Sonny, all
loved,
in,
Sonny
man.
Loved him from her.
He was all. I think that. I think that's closely connected to Robert De Niro's heart because he liked black women in real life. So because he directed Bronxdale. So
yeah,
he
thought
was like,
he wasn't he supposed
story.
To be like Cross in that movie? Wasn't his name Cross?
Sonny.
No,
wait, you talking
Sonny
about
Sonny was the boss.
Sonny was
the
boss.
Okay. Kid.
The kid was Caligero or whatever.
Yeah, I had the names all messed up.
C.
My bad.
Yeah. C.
They called him C. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great movie, though. I love that movie.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. That does seem like it was based off Robert De Niro.
Oh, yeah. That was personal for him. Right. Like, man, I've been loving these black women for a long time. Of course I'm a director. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
His secret letter to society.
Right.
They wasn't even doing the scene. He's like, and cut. No, you got to appreciate this one. Yeah, okay? You are not doing this correctly. You see this chocolate? Good. Everybody look at her.
She's a goddess.
And it was big racism in the Bronx Tale.
Yeah.
Like, right, it was.
And they in
was.
Jungle Fever.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man.
So yeah, the black kids used to always come around the block and just be like, ah. Oh, mm-hmm. And they take off running in all those movies.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, man, the Italians are out. And just break.
Oh, in New York, do you have any racism?
Oh, for sure.
Instances like that with Italians?
It's more so neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Any neighborhood, it just might happen to be Italian. But any neighborhood you walk into in New York, you're this close to getting into something.
Just for walking in there.
They know who walks in and who don't walk in. It's every neighborhood USA.
Yeah, that's facts, though.
You're like, right. Who this? And then there's that one dude that's like, nah, why he on our block? And you're like, Ruckus, calm down.
Yeah, Ruckus.
Like, his name, Ra-Ra, is short for
Ruckus. Because you take away Chicago and L.A., gangs ain't really, like, that's where gangs were huge. Mm-hmm. Everywhere else, it's mostly neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the Bay Area is neighborhoods.
Yeah, this is where we're at. We're here from here to here.
Right.
Don't come in here.
Don't come
like,
over
gang
here.
Gang culture is big now. Mm-hmm. But back then, when it was Chicago and L.A., and that pretty much was like it as far as gangs. And then gangs obviously now are all over the damn place.
Everywhere.
But it's still, it was neighborhoods at first. Like, mm-hmm. We just our little area, we want to be territorial over these streets that our parents pay the rent, but we want to.
And it isn't even everybody. It's like three guys on the block that just get everybody riled up enough mm-hmm. that's like, hey, well, he fought for me the last 10 times.
We got to fight.
Why are you on the block? No emotion. No. Why are you walking down our street?
did I get my lines right?
And this sucks, man. You just be walking down the street minding your own business. I remember these cats. We was in Chicago. On the block I actually lived on. And we walked past the soul food vegetarian spot that's still there. And it was these black dudes that was super like, you know, they was about that Islam life. They looked it, you know what I'm saying? Not the suits, but
they don't
like
play.
The
yeah.
garments and the turbans and the, mm-hmm. and these cats were swelling up on us. I was like, I thought y'all was all about God and peace
and soul, brother.
Run up on us, and it was like three of us. We was outnumbered, and it was me, my boy Davin, and his brother Roland. Now, Roland was the last name, but his brother was ready. He was the youngest one of us three. We're like, nah, man, just play it cool. He's like, nah, man, don't turn around, man. You know, they coming for us. He was the loose cannon. I was like, on the block.
Right.
I was like, God.
Happened to that's what it usually is. When you watch these videos, it's usually two people being loud, maybe fighting, and everybody else is just watching.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's never everybody.
I hated the loose cannon person.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm always like, we fight if we have to.
Yeah.
We do. But I'm just trying to. I was so. Female, you know, girls. Mm-hmm. I always felt like if something goes down, it's going to ruin trying to the get vibe, the girl. Yeah. Like, it's like, so I'm trying to avoid everything. And I'm like, who cares, bro? Like, it's boobs in here, man.
But they lighting stuff on fire, Keon.
Yeah, and you always had that woman who's just like, I'm ready to go at all times. It's like, I'm ready to go with her. I want to go home with her.
Some people, bro, just got that fighting spirit in them. They're just fighters. Normally they turn into boxers. If they're smart, they turn into boxers or whatever. But those ones who don't turn into boxers,
they be ready.
They go from fighting to shooting because they're gonna get their ass beat eventually. And then he's like, I can't beat him, you know, because it's a fucking pyramid. Or
he's fighting, falling asleep. Right. I've been watching him do like this.
Oh,
now he just starts like, nyong, nyong.
Making noise.
He's fighting sleep right now.
I was
now,
never
man.
The scrapper like
Me
by
neither,
choice.
Bro. Yeah,
all my scraps was like okay. We have to do mm-hmm. this now.
Yeah.
Back against the wall.
Right. Like, we got to do this. But going just to, he stepped in my shoe. Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
I remember a dude took my wallet in high school, and we knew he took it. Everyone knew he took it. And then it came down to, like, all right, I got to confront
You got
to
fight him, yeah.
You just going to let him take your wallet?
Yeah, exactly.
Walk around my social security number. Sit nah, bro. You gotta come outside, bro.
Did you come outside?
You got hell yeah. We came outside and we fought.
Okay.
Yeah,
did you get your wallet?
I got my wallet. Nah, back.
There's two DCs running around.
I got my, but I didn't want to though, bro. Yeah. But I was like, all right, man. I'm on the basketball team.
It was like, Reg got
you
your wallet.
You can't get your wallet, too. Yeah. Let it ride. Yeah. You got to pull up.
They say, Reg got your wallet. How you know? We seen them take it. I
just, all right. You sure it was him?
Yeah. The worst is the gas up. And everybody, so you just going to let them?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. They showed you video. Look.
Yeah.
Look, we are sitting right there. Why
and you on the
boot
team.
There?
You sure it was my wallet? Look, right. He opened it up and zoomed in on your, and zoomed in on your ID. Like, all right, man. Well, maybe he going to return it. Man, he could have been returned.
I had my wallet, bro.
But if the money's still in there, it's not that big
of
a deal.
He took the money out and he's spending it
look
on these
video. He edited. He paid the editor.
It's like, damn it.
Damn. Was your money in there?
Nah, that money was gone.
Oh, he spent the money.
I got the wallet back. That money was been gone. Money was gone at lunchtime, but he gave the wallet back. But he didn't give it to me directly.
I would have fought him a couple of times because he spent my money.
No, he took that
I'd have fought him, got the wallet back, and fought him the next day.
I was like, I won.
Because I'm broke now.
And that's probably what I have, like 20 bucks or something.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I know, bro.
That's a fortune.
That's lunch every
day. He had a basketball star wallet.
$20 in the wallet?
Yeah, in high
school. I don't think I had that my whole high school career.
Yeah, maybe like 20, something like
that. It must have been the beginning of the week. That's the only time I had 20.
$20. That's a lot.
He got me. He got me good.
As a matter of fact, I remember I was gambling and got up to $20. And I was like, woo!
That was your high school gambling game.
We played dice, but we also used to play this game called Quarters.
Get Like
Quarters
Me.
Was the shit.
Quarters was the shit.
We called it Get Like Me.
Okay, so yeah. For those who don't know what it is,
Quarters.
Somebody throw their quarters out, it lands on heads or tails. You got to flip yours. If it lands and you match, you get both. What happens is people start, you think it's quarters, not a big deal. People start getting down, now you're flipping for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So if it lands on head, now I'm down more, I got to flip five. So I was making money, and I was keeping it in the shoebox. My mom found the shoebox. It's like, you dealing drugs? Yeah. I was like, nah, we just playing.
This heavy-ass quarters, you dealing drugs?
No. But I had, because I had dollars that I was exchanging them in, and I kept winning. And then she was
funny.
I don't want you at school gambling. I'm like, we just flipping quarters. She was like, no, because it gets, she got on.
It was definitely gambling, though.
That's gambling.
Yeah.
But I just figured it wasn't dice. It don't count. You know what I'm saying?
Loopholes. It's not dice.
It's not
boy,
dice.
Give me
but
the
all she saw was a shoebox full of money.
Yeah.
Well, she was relieved that it wasn't drugs, obviously. Mm-hmm. She's like, you doing? I was like, no, I'm just gambling. She's like, we shutting that down.
We shutting the studio
man,
down.
That paid for my bus pass
quarters
for,
used to be
the
fun,
year.
Bro.
On gambling?
Be like, we used to take 10 quarters each and drop them. You call heads and whatever heads yours, whatever's tails mine, came up.
That's dope.
We played it. I had the system. I would like hold it at the end of my thumb
you could
and drop it. And it would roll twice. And then you cheating. I don't know what to tell you, man.
No, we had rules. It got to hit the wall twice. It's like, well,
we
got to hit it twice.
It just had, all I had to do was, it had to just flip once. Like, you couldn't, like, drop it.
Yeah.
It had to just do one flip, and that was it.
All right.
And
you can
I
come
to
up.
Out there. You can. I used
you
to come,
come
up.
You'd be like, I got $2 now.
Because I was keeping it all in my wallet, but my wallet was getting too big. It was getting too puffy, so I started putting it in the shoebox. And I don't even know what she was doing in there. Like, I don't know what.
She was cleaning it up,
because she didn't
man.
Go in our room. Like, I'm a very clean person. There was no reason. I forgot why she was in there, what she was looking for.
She was being a responsible mother.
Right.
And I was one day going to be up in, like, what you doing with money?
He's
going
to gamble his wife away, right. Man.
Because I'm not dirty, and I'm not loud. Like, I'm not sneaky. So I was like, what? I think it was like it was an unintentional find. Like, I was looking for something else, like maybe
she was in there on a flute
photo album, or something that I thought was in your closet and sound the shoebox.
Yeah,
wouldn't be doing stand up now. Still be flipping quarters.
You'd have been strung out on these
still
games.
Still be flipping quarters. I think I want to play quarters now just for fun.
I would love to play right now.
Play quarters with some people.
Keon ain't in Vegas. He in some alley flipping quarters.
He'd have been like Uncut Gems,
right?
Here.
And then college, I shot dice. But then I realized, like,
Keon, really gambling.
A gambler.
That's when I was like, I'm not understood, like, how it gets to a point. Because I took, you know, he was on his way out and I had to go somewhere. I was like, I got to go. He was like, nah, nigga, like, you got to, you know, make me or break me. So he had threw his jackets in
you
there.
Can't
leave
the
oh, yeah, nah. People
like,
got
to give me a chance to win my money back. And I'm like, bro, I got to go. Mm-hmm. And he was like, nah, nigga, we playing, you know, we. And I was like, all right, well, I guess we're going to keep shooting.
Man.
Yeah, plenty of kids missed class.
He wanted to be naked. Like, yeah. We not leaving Dom naked. Yeah, yeah. I was like,
it's been a lot of people that got shot or beat up.
And I started seeing like how he was acting, and then how like everybody around started acting. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is how it gets.
Right.
And that's when I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm not. Right. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, he see his sandwiches moving, leaving out the fridge. You see everything.
It was getting real. I'm just like, bro, we just playing with the money coach gave us. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, nah. When he threw his coat in, I was like, oh, this is getting real. And it was when the 8-ball coats was popular. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
8-ball jacket.
The ones you don't get dirty.
Right. So yeah, you can't start giving me like rings and shit. We just doing money, bro. Don't start taking off your shoes. Out, yeah. I don't need
that. $100 pants right there, man.
I want all that. That's just in the part of the story now.
I had him out in the drawers.
He rocking back and forth like that dude on belly. Nah, man, cue it up.
Go get yours, B.
The thing is, I didn't even want the jacket. Yeah. I won.
I got the cash, money. Man. I want the money, bro.
Come on, man.
He's like, I got collateral.
Yeah. Like, this is taking off his finger ring, his granddaddy ring.
He's still gambling to this day, man.
I just want to win and go home.
And the thing is, you saw, like, we was cool. We was teammates.
Yeah.
But I saw how, like, he was a hood dude, though. Mm-hmm. And I saw how
You seen where he came from.
He was getting, and I was like, bruh. Like,
it made you not want to pass him the ball no more.
Well, he was bench.
He was just bench.
That makes it more dangerous.
Right. Because he didn't care about him being on the team. So he was like, no, we could.
He got nothing to lose if need be.
He was like,
I'll get cut from the team.
Every
man.
Teammate I got into it with weren't, like, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the dude that I actually fought, the last fight I had, he was a bench player. Like, yeah. So he was like, I don't care about
loose
this.
Cannons, man. I've been on this bench.
Yeah.
It's the only action I'm going to see. Square up.
So it was like, And that's what made me stop. Like, I was like, all right, I'm done. So now I only play with, like, friends. Like, we playing with friends.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, all right, cool.
But yeah, I can only do it for fun now.
Yeah.
I can't do it with my last dime. Like, I got to come up with this game. Nah. We just doing it for fun, like game night.
Hey, what's the game we were playing?
The only gambling I do now is the left, right, center that we play.
I'll play that. You know, what's that, $3? Yeah.
You put your $3 bucks. In. And then I'll do that. Sabrina always winning, though. Man, I'll be like, God damn, let me win.
Cody won last time he played. I was like,
yeah.
Sabrina would be like, I want to go to bed. You'd be like, no.
Sabrina will win and just be like, I'm good for the day.
Smart. Nah, get back in. Get it out of there. You got to get it back in.
Sabrina be like, I'm good.
You got to take it.
If I go to casinos, if I come up, I don't care if it's $50. If I win, I walk away. Yeah.
You know, you got to know when to walk away.
Because some people be like, I want to double it. I want to triple it. Like, I remember we went to, when we were in school, we weren't old enough to gamble. Mm. So we would go up to Canada to gamble because we could at 18.
Mm.
And we would go to casinos. And
Keon was really gambling.
He was a gambler.
I would play the slots, the quarters.
Oh, look out, man. Dice, quarters, slots.
I barely even know what's going on
Canada
on the slot.
Just to gamble? Like, keep going.
So we would do it. You know what I'm saying? I remember I won $90.
Mm-hmm.
I left. Homeboys was like, nah, we're going to keep going. I was like, I'll be in the car.
Yeah. $90, man. That's a good come
in up. College? $90?
Oh, man, my whole Vegas trip is based off what I do that first day and how much I'm up. Because I'm like, all right, cool. I'm still up 50. Yeah. Cool. Still up 35. And that's my whole rest of my trip is how much I'm up.
Can you go to Vegas without gambling, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Some people can't.
Yeah.
Like, I can easily go to Vegas and be like,
oh, man, I've been to Vegas so many times.
Yeah, Vegas Arena, and I do nothing.
I've gambled probably five times in Vegas.
Right.
I've been like 87 times.
And what I'll do is
sometimes,
like,
it's fun, though.
I'm only even in there to get the free cocktails that they. So I sit at the slot machine and just play a penny. You know, because they bring in free drinks. I just want the free drinks.
That's funny.
So I'll just be in there playing pennies with these old ladies.
The penny slots. I mean?
Penny slots.
Occasionally, I really got into roulette for a little bit. Like, I would go to casinos
like
and play
watching.
Roulette. I like roulette. Mm. And, you know, it was just like, and then I've won and I've lost. I've lost and then made even and got the hell out of there. But then I just stopped messing with the roulette table. And then last time I gambled on blackjack, I think it was me and Chaz there. We were sitting there at the blackjack table. No, I gambled since then.
Now, do you gamble or do you just play? Like, gamble means you know everything about, I'm playing the blacks and the green on the roulette. And
roulette, I started really getting into it. Like, I was like, all right, I'm going to do that. Because initially, I just went in, I'm going to bet on black. I was just doing the colors. And then I started getting into, like, I was watching everybody. They put a stack here on the number. And
you started knowing everybody else moves.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah.
If you watch long enough, because on the ships, we're not allowed to gamble.
Yeah.
But we can watch. Mm-hmm. And I watch so much poker, blackjack, and dice I like got into it.
Yeah.
From the size, and I was like, if I had bread, I would put. I saw one dude; he kept hitting eight, and I learned I like the doubles and double. You know, I learned all of it, and so the more I kept watching, I was like, I will put this here.
Yeah.
Put that there.
Right.
But I'm also a person. It was one dude. He was playing with the black chips. These are like $1,000 chips. So he's in there, either go home, you know, go big or go home, and he's killing. And I was like, I would just ride with him for a second. And it was some dudes that you could tell they're gamblers. Like, they can't walk away. I watched a dude. He was up 1,000. Leave. Just go. Yeah, like, why? Like, nah, and he kept in his money. I'm just watching it go. I'm like, walk away.
Nah, look out.
The next thing you know, I'm going to the ATM. I was like, man. Because
you always trying to get back.
Yeah.
Once you take the L,
you got to get back to where you once was. And
like,
then,
I'm at the level where I know the sayings, but I don't know what everything means. No, so I could play and it seemed like, oh, hit the hallway. Yeah. Put some shoes on that. But I'm just yelling stuff out.
I had nothing to do after the show, so I would just sit there and just watch.
I just go by everybody else's excitement when they be like, well, yeah, I'd be like, yeah.
I would hear a loud table and then I'd start watching and then I would just really get into it. Like, and I'm seeing people win.
Gambling is fun,
man. It's fun. Especially if people are winning because everybody's excited. Mm-hmm. And then I understood why everybody gets excited because everybody else is winning because this person is winning because they're putting side bets based off whoever's hot. So even when they finally crap out, the whole table's like, hell yeah, you made me X amount of money because you was hot on the dice.
That's funny seeing people lose them chips and they just be sitting there. And
they just look silly.
They had a cigarette and I just see, you know, they just scoop
the way they
chips
scoop
off.
It.
Man,
they
scoop hundreds of dollars off. You just sitting there like.
You're not going to beat the dealer. They got unlimited money.
You ever see the delayed leave, though? They scoop all the chips off the table. They be like.
It's even sadder on the outskirts at those casinos. They be like. You know it's that last.
Man, I've been like, oh.
But if you killing, killing, they'll come change that dealer out quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Murdering.
Yep. The casino's like, hold on now.
You
somebody
see
else.
See this little move? Uh-huh. That means
we need a cooler in here.
Yeah, we need someone that's
so they'll come in there with a new deck.
The big
of
cars, dog, yeah.
They'll just come in there and then people start losing. But if I was that person, I would just leave. Once you switch to the dealer.
Once the dealer switch, I'm out. I'm going to follow the dealer to the next table.
Me.
And you're behind Brandon.
He's
got a
block.
Yeah. Give me a second.
Oh, man. Let Brandon sit in there.
What time we at?
Where we?
Hour 5.
Oh.
Oh, we're good. Right. We can do questions. Are you leaving?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
You want to just end it now? Or
I got to talk to you about something?
We can do some questions real quick.
Huh?
You need to move right now, Brandon? You leaving right now?
I am leaving now.
All right. I got you.
Hold on. All right.
Brandon's
ruining the show, y'all.
I'll be right back.
We was going to give you more, but
Brennan is ruining the show. So now we thinking about ending the episode because, you know, Brennan ruined the whole synergy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is Brennan's fault.
Sorry, guys.
What did he say?
Your butt stinks.
Oh, butt stinks.
I said your butt stinks.
Booties be stinking, yo.
They be wild.
Facts. This is facts out here. But while DC is gone, though.
Let's get a question.
We could do a question.
I definitely wasn't looking.
I got a question queued up for you guys. This was a long one. Shout out to Antoinette AC. She has two questions, actually.
Okay.
Antoinette AC. All right. First of all, much love to you guys, your families, and production team. I celebrate how much relationship health is promoted these days, especially in the black community. Black Love Series, the Love Hour podcast, etc. Okay, first question. Do you think your path to fatherhood would have been drastically different if a lot of current resources had been trending 15 plus years ago?
I don't get it.
So do you think your path to fatherhood would have been drastically different if a lot of current resources had been trending 15 years ago? Current resources, I take it like Uber.
I probably would have had more
Internet,
kids.
Social media.
I don't really get the question, Zach.
So she's saying, do you think your path to fatherhood would be drastically different? Well, you're a new father, so don't really.
I'm like 15 years ago.
Ain't
with,
really much, but 15 plus years ago? No Uber, no social media.
It's a different ballgame, no. If there was Uber and social media and. The Airbnbs and
yeah,
man.
That's a different. I don't know. Like, Because I became a father at 20. I guess, you know, Serene was in the oven when I was 21. I became a father at 22. So, and you know, 22 now, man, it's prime. We on social media. We do. You got transportation if you need it. Because this is at a time, you know, I got my raggedy car. I still got a raggedy car, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know if everything would be that different for me.
I'm confused if she's asking, like, going to be a father or being a father already and how you parent.
Probably, she said, your path to fatherhood. So I'm assuming, like, even having kids.
Yeah.
What's the question?
Okay, do you think your path to fatherhood would have been drastically different if a lot of the current resources had been trending 15 plus years ago?
I think it would have. I think I would have had more kids because more people would have had, like now everybody has access to you. Mm. Back then you had to actually go out and meet people to forge these relationships, where now it's just like internet. So everybody, you could have fell in love 15 times back then.
That's facts.
Before one time. So I think I might have had.
And, you know, more distractions. As opposed, you know, it was less distractions for me then than it is now.
Imagine you was in high school and wherever you was going to play high school, they knew who you were.
So because then I probably,
of social media, and if you were good in high school, then that boosts the level of your activities at that time.
I wouldn't, for me, my path wouldn't have been any different because I purposely didn't have kids because I was wild. And if we'd had social media, then even though social media started popping when I was in college, mm-hmm. but it wasn't where it's at now. But if it had been that when I was in high school, I'd have been like, no, I'm doing this and I'll have the kids and the family later. Like I did now. Cause I was like, no, I'm about to act a fool. So my path to fatherhood and a family wouldn't have been any different. I definitely would have still started later.
DC.
DC started at 6.
Yeah, I had my kids early anyway, so.
You think you still would have had them early?
With everything that was going on?
Yeah, like.
You would have
everything
had
that's available now, back then.
Yeah, I think I would have had more kids if I had everything available now. I think so. Because, for me personally, it's just. I wish I had more kids out the gate anyway.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You would have had more kids with different women?
That's the tough part.
You had 4 or 5 baby mamas.
I would have had at the same probably time. Two mothers.
Okay.
Two different mothers.
And that's something I was always really against. No knock to anybody. Life happens. But I'm growing up, and maybe because we grew up in a traditional family, I was like, I will never have baby mom, like I just, and just watching what people go through, I was just like, I don't want to. I mean, we've talked about it before. I learned lessons via other people,
right?
And I was like, I had to tell my dad that because, you know, dads beat themselves up all the time. I was like, even in your mess ups, I still learned lessons,
yeah,
like of what not to do. But I didn't need to go through certain stuff because you did it, and I was like, nah, I'm not doing that,
yeah.
I was like, so you know, I'm definitely watching others. I'm like,
yeah, I used to say that too. I used to be like, man, I ain't never having kids out of wedlock.
No, I never.
And then I didn't have the choice. When I was like, yeah, we ain't. Oh, we are? Okay. This is what we doing.
I refuse to ever. Wait, you pregnant?
You did?
Oh,
right.
This is what we doing?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a tough question.
That's a tough question. I'm still trying to understand
it. It's hard hitting.
You also get people that are falling in love with you. Like now, a lot of people fall in love with you off of what they see on your page before they even meet you.
Right.
Mm.
So if you add that to high school sweetheart or people falling in love with you back then, since you had kids in high school, me right around after, but same difference. It was the puppy love. It brings a whole different energy to puppy love.
Mm-hmm.
I love the energy I had. When I was younger, having kids.
Yeah,
I don't have the energy right now, I think, for kids.
Oh, you like, man, forget it now.
But the young energy you have raising kids,
yeah,
and you can just play with them, and you know what I mean? Now I'll be, you know, like, y'all know I need my naps.
Naps.
Did you answer?
Huh?
Did you answer?
I don't think I gave a definitive because
I can't
it's tough because I definitely would have been more distracted because I know when social media hit, it was a distraction. Like, you know, from MySpace on up, it was just like,
man.
And then, you know, after I got divorced and I was, you know, single, I was single for mad long after my divorce. And you got access to so many, you know, people. It's just like, you know, I'm single then. You know what I'm saying? I'm having a good time.
Different states, too.
Yeah, no, wherever you at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there wasn't different states back then. Well, it didn't feel like there was different states back then. It was just your little circle, your little neighborhood.
Yeah, it was just
little city.
In your community, literally. Mm-hmm. Anything else felt like, man, you across the world.
They were considered
the
pen pals. Now it's just like, oh, now you just like, man.
Me and Sabrina hooking up. She was in New York when, you know, we started talking. So it's like, it definitely would have changed things, I think, for me.
Right.
Because it would have just been a lot going on, honestly.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I might have been even later.
What, having kids?
Yeah, like having that much access. Because I met Cotty, I was 26, 27. So I was still like, wow, and I just happened to be like, oh, this is dope. But right. I was getting, you know, social media, it still wasn't.
It wasn't what it is now.
What it is now. Uh-huh. So had I had, like, even probably, you know, 30s, I'd have been like, no, I'm out here. Like, I'd have had to get burnt out. Like, burnt out and then be like, okay, now let me find somebody that I can actually like. That's the problem, too. I was like, when I always thought about having kids, I always thought, if it goes south, who can I still raise this child with without the headaches and without the...
Without the helicopter.
Right.
Without the chopper.
Without the chopper.
I thought it was going to go that way, and it was like,
it came close. It was like, all right, zoom in on these cats right here. Lower the ladder down. There's a lot going on right now.
He was trying to call Kendrick, that's all.
That's on
Hey,
here.
Man, we in here in the podcast, guy. And she got another question, too. Do you know DC/Tony/Craig or plan to Chaz/Keon teach your kids a more intentional approach to relationships by putting them up on some of today's media books, et cetera?
Sorry, I wasn't. What was it again?
So do you know or plan to teach your kids a more intentional approach to relationships by putting them up on some of today's media books, etc.?
With me, no, because that's someone else's experience.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you, to me, you can learn from other people's experiences, but the best teaching is going through it themselves. Mm-hmm. So my daughters, I prefer that they learn a lot through, I don't want them to read a book or watch a movie because what might work for someone else might not work for them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for me, I personally would like prefer that they learn it on their own. I mean, you can take from a lot of people's experiences, but like I say, the best, like with stand up, the best teacher is that stage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting on there and going through it yourself. So, but I would never tell them to be like, no, don't listen to that book or don't listen to that movie. But I would just tell them, you know,
right,
go by what works for you.
And I don't even have like a book or
frame
of reference in mind. Yo, you got to read this book. You got to watch this right here.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't even know what
I got
is.
None of that.
I don't even believe in books for life, if that makes sense. Like, there's parenting books. I ain't read no damn parenting.
Exactly.
You just learn how to, ain't no, read this relationship book and then you'll never get a divorce.
Right.
Like, that's just people getting over on lost people.
Right.
Or people like, there's, because Cotty was like, when we first was a, she was like, we should read this. And I was like, did our parents read?
Right.
Did they? No, you just have a kid and you figure it out.
And you figure it out. Like, that's exactly. Because kids don't go left all the time.
Right.
Sometimes they're going to go right.
And then even the stuff, they keep changing the stuff in the book. Put them on the stomach. No, sleep on the back. That's changed like 1,000 times.
Right.
They don't. So I'm like, you can't. So especially when it comes to relationships, when every person that gets with another person is going to be a completely different situation,
absolutely,
how are you going to read a book on that?
Right.
Like,
with,
no.
With me, I give them certain books just more so for when they communicate with people. Some people go off of books the way they could get their references from, so they're not just always referencing, like, you know, when Gina and Martin had a problem.
Yeah.
You know. It's just certain books that I give them so that they can understand and communicate better.
Right.
But for the most part, it's a lot of times now it's teaching them that you only get one chance and stuff. So be mindful of it and watch the things you do. Any of those books that I could get them, I try to. From the, was it the 50 Laws of Power to Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It's just so that they could communicate in any situation that they're in.
Yeah. I definitely see the value in books.
That, but that's not a specific relationship book.
Even no, that.
But with even those that. Books, I don't know any, but Conversations with God is one of the relationships, but it's more so about loving yourself type book. Yeah. But it's just so they could communicate with other people. I don't really know any, like, relationship
books. I guess
books.
When it comes to that stuff, I just feel like that's something I could just tell them.
Like, I mean, some people really value you can, like
most people that write relationship outside
we know.
Are in bad relationships.
We know that.
Yeah, because it's like, but I see the benefit in books and why people make them and why people read them, and they're not always anybody that reads a book is not automatically like I'm getting all my answers from this. It's just like extra pointers, extra tips, mm-hmm. maybe it's stuff that they never thought about that they could apply to their lives. So it just depends on what they take.
You
from
take
it.
What works for you
exactly
out of
so
it.
So I see, I mean? Definitely see the benefit of like whether it be relationship books, chess moves, power, business. I see the value in like books.
Now I get it as far as. It depends on, like, let's say I'm have a relationship with my kids, and I hope this never happens. But I have a relationship with them where they just like, I'm not trying to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then take it from somebody else. Because a lot of times people just don't want to hear the people in their circle.
Absolutely.
I ain't said Chaz. Nothing different. That's what I was saying. That's why I was like, we know somebody like that. A lot of times I'm saying the exact same thing that this book is saying mm-hmm. or that this person on TV said, but you just don't want to take it from me.
Right.
So here's a book. And you know, that's it. But if we have a good relationship and they just be like, Dad, what do you think about? Well, I can just feed you.
Some people only get their shit from books.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
I get that too. Cause sometimes everybody in your circle don't have the answer.
No.
Right. And a lot of times they're all doing the same thing.
Facts.
I get to find an outside source.
But yeah.
But that's after you've exalted your inside
right.
source. You don't go. You don't not listen to your. Right.
And
the source
if I'm supposed to be
got.
Your parent, I feel like, all right, I'm not going to tell you anything bad.
Right.
Like even when he was talking about communication, that's something I'm definitely going to tell them. Like learn how to talk to people, especially your spouse. You got to learn how to deal with your person.
Right.
Another question.
Let's see.
I'll save mine.
Oh, you got a question you made up?
You don't have
one. I do.
Let's do.
I can always tell in DC's face.
No, I always stay prepared.
Let's do that.
You want to do it?
He's like, oh, let me look through my
phone.
I like
DC's question.
It's going to take me a minute.
I got two questions queued up from an audience, but.
We can save this one.
No, let's do it, DC.
You want to do this one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay. I got a bruiser.
Okay. Cue it up.
I got a bruiser.
Wait, is it in the phone?
Yeah, it's in my phone.
Okay.
I keep it in my phone. I'm waiting till this helicopter go by.
Shout out to Antoinette for those questions. Appreciate you.
All right, here we go. Question. You're at a young lady's house, and you guys are getting ready to go out on a date to a nice restaurant. And you're being a gentleman. Mm-hmm. You're taking her and her four kids out.
Jesus.
On this date.
Okay. Four kids.
On this date.
Sprung
four
that
kids.
On us.
Mm-hmm. Just sprung it on you. You notice.
It's in the notes.
She had three in the notes, but four.
Okay.
You notice that the kids that she has, they all look a little malnourished. Mm. They haven't eaten. You can tell they don't eat a lot. And you're getting ready to take her on this date.
Mm.
You go use the bathroom before you guys go out. And you hear her. In the living room saying, okay, kids, we got a good one. When we get to this restaurant, I need y'all to order whatever y'all want to order off that menu and just abuse this, man.
We hearing her
you
say this?
You hear the combo. You hear the full combo of her saying that. Are you still going on this date taking her and these kids out?
Absolutely not. This is an easy question.
You know what?
No.
I feel conflicted.
I'm like, malnourished kids?
You got to feed
you
the kids.
Evil.
I'm not. We're not going to the restaurant. I grabbed them something from 7-Eleven. But she ain't getting none of it.
From 7-Eleven?
The restaurant I had planned is out.
They got a little
I'm going
pizza
by
bites.
Myself. Honestly, I'm going to 7-Eleven.
Once you said four kids, I checked out.
Trader Joe's.
I wouldn't even be here.
Malnourished?
I feel bad for the kids, but
you
I'm
don't
out.
Feel guilty for the kids, bro?
That's not on me.
So you changing the reservation?
Yeah, I'm going solo.
Like, this is a first date? Like, how did you end up with this woman with four kids?
This is a date. You guys, you
how
love
did
this
woman.
We've been talking
there.
For a while.
You've been talking to her for a while. And she just has four kids. You love her. You're dealing with her.
Wait. So have I had interaction with the kids prior to this date?
Like, are you practically stepdad? Like, what?
Yeah, you know the kids. You've had interactions.
Because she's telling the kids we got a good one.
She already told
them. I feel
like
them. That's a get you trying to get over.
Oh, he's about to catch.
Yeah,
he's going to catch all that. She already told the kids. This is their first time going to an expensive restaurant. You just happened to walk in. You just
weren't
supposed to be there.
But I feel like if she's giving that speech, then your relationship ain't that. That's a weird speech for somebody you've been dealing with for a minute.
You don't know
her
like that.
No, she's been a complete fake.
Yeah, she's a fraud. That's established. She's
fake. That's established.
Oh, I see it.
But the kids, though, is who I feel sorry for.
The kids don't have nothing to do with it.
But we're not going out to this restaurant.
Why?
No. I'm going to grab them something.
I'm
going
to go to
Vons. I'm
going to cook. Let's cook for the, you know what I'm saying?
See, with me, it's
different.
And then I'm
going to call CPS.
You going to leave on a sour note? Oh, hater.
These kids ain't eating.
They ain't eating.
Well, with me, when I go on a date, I pick restaurants that I like. So I would take them anyway to the restaurant. But that would be like their last meal.
You
like,
taking the mom too?
Yeah, everybody. We're going to have a good last meal because I'm gone. We're going to feed you.
There's no way
we're
going to
let you see what the good life look like, feel like.
I would
like.
Take the kids without the mom before I took that damn
That's
mom.
Fair.
Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, no, I got to beat it up one last time. Hey, we getting it all.
Sharon Stone over here. This is casino right here.
I no paid for this meal. I was going to beat it up before. We going to definitely get
My
it
My package
in
wouldn't even work no more. Nah.
That's yeah, why you need biscuit. A blue chew.
I think, me personally, I think I would take that last hit. But after the dinner, I would let her know that I heard what she said. Mm-mm. Well, I'm paying that bill, and I'm just never dealing with her again.
I know as soon as I come out the bathroom, I heard everything you said. It's like Harold and Kumar. I heard everything you said. I'll take these kids to get something to eat, but you ain't going. There's no way I would be able to buy her a meal after that. Nah.
I'm a little more sad. I need that last hit. I'm like, hey, I already planned it.
Nah, man.
This is already out my wallet.
Tony's a no. Keon's a no.
I'm a big no.
I'm a hell yes. Nah. And Craig's a yes.
I'm an absolute
for
no.
Sure.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. She a cold even, piece for that.
That's funny.
You look, I even answered the question when you said she got four kids. I wouldn't even know it. Four kids? Hell no.
Man.
Any more questions?
I think we good because I did two from Antoinette and then we did yours. So I think we're good. I'll save this question for the next one. And y'all, we gave y'all an hour and how much time, Ken?
30.
Oh, hell yeah. Man.
On the dot.
We gave y'all a movie. Hour and 30 minutes.
That's because I'm fresh off the road, so I know time again. Yeah. I know how long we've been on here.
We out here, man. What we got coming this week? Thursday. Do I got anything to promote? Come back to me. DC, what you got going? You gonna be in
Addison Improv, Texas.
Shout out to Texas and the people at Addison, man. Y'all pulled up. So go see DC and Marlon Wayans.
And Marlon Wayans. I want some Papados too. Coming to get some Papados.
I'm gonna come check you out.
Come be out there. You gonna be out there?
Yeah, I'm gonna go on over to Addison.
Yeah,
come see me.
Now it's a party.
They got a nice little arcade in there too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think they did. Yeah,
going
they got an arcade in there.
It's going down.
Shout out to the Addison Improv. Craig,
Bigger's coming out soon. Bigger season 2 is about to drop, so y'all check out for that. Got some more stuff dropping, but it's in the works now. So I'll tell y'all about it next year.
About to say bye.
Yeah. Kia?
I'd be feeling bad. I'd be like, no, I worked on stuff. It just ain't out.
I feel that. Hey, man.
Sure. I get it.
Yeah.
Keon, you got anything?
Nah, I just got the Keon's All-Star Team drops every Tuesday at 12:30. New episode is out.
The short hair episode.
Yeah. And then, y'all check out Kev's app. We working on something to where y'all will see it, but make sure y'all get Kev's app. I'm developing some other shows too, so if y'all like the All-Star Team, just be on the lookout for other shows.
Boom,
on the lookout. Tony Baker and Friends is coming back February 12th.
Gang.
So assemble your $15 I think I got my lineup finalized. I think I want one more piece, and then we're going to go from there. So assemble your dollars. There'll be more watch parties this weekend on my Patreon, so pull up. For those of you that watch, this is my last watch party. Gene, you know what I'm talking about. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. If y'all got any questions for us, ask us in the YouTube comment section. We'll tackle them on the show. And if you got questions, say questions in all caps right at the beginning of the comment so I can find them easier.
So we don't got to hunt them down.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes y'all will smuggle a question in at the bottom and it don't even have a question mark sometimes, but it is a question. So make sure you highlight question and then I can go, oh, okay. And then boom, we'll go from there.
Thank appreciate y'all, for watching,
y'all, man. Thank listening. Y'all for watching.
We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah. Listening and sharing and talking about us and all that. I appreciate it.
Don't put your mouth on it, though. Just say we out of here.
Yeah.
We out of here.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.